ثري إن خمش أربعة شلوش شتايم يا يا Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at?
Where my mom's at podcast with Christina P.
Meow, 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 meow. Come see me at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco, July 29th and July 30th. Then the Neptune Theater in Seattle, Washington, July 31st. And then Cleveland, Ohio, Hilarities, August 12th and 13th. And then Minneapolis Tits in August, one night only in Brooklyn at the Bell House, September 7th. And then Nashville, Tennessee, October 6th, 7th, and 8th. And then back to Jew Dork Titties again, Caroline's. And I've added also Fart Lauderdale. That'll be in December as well. And also some other dates are coming pretty soon. It's ChristinaPOnline.com for schnickets. And then also watch my special Mom Jeans if you haven't already. Finally, with me is Jenny Pentland. You guys know Jenny. Beautiful Jenny Pentland, mother of 12 boys. Jenny, did you know that... I like your ring, by the way. I just saw that black ring. It's very pretty. Oh, yeah. I like that. So, you know me. I've been wearing red lipstick since I came out of the womb.
Yeah.
And it's never been perfect enough. I've always been like, this isn't the right shade. This isn't the right texture. This is drying. This doesn't last long enough. I've worked with an atelier in Italy. It took months. And I've developed my own brand
is
of
that
red
a real?
Lipstick. Okay. Atelier.
All right.
A-T-E-L-I.
That's like a barista for the lips. Is that what it is?
It's a lipstick barista.
Okay.
And here's it's Christina P's Perfect Red Lipstick. It is the perfect shade.
Is that what
shade.
You're wearing?
That's what I'm wearing.
Oh,
do you love it?
It's gorgeous. I was like,
perfect.
When you started saying that it took you so long, I'm like, well, you fucking nailed it.
It looks great. Thank you. And I like it. I think it's the perfect shade. It's the perfect consistency. It lasts just the right amount of time. You know, it's not too glossy, shiny. Listen, I'm a fucking expert. So get it online, trot out. I priced it at a good price point. I think that the average human being can afford it. Not like this other, you know, you buy
yeah,
these
that's
Chanel
extremely
things.
Fair.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
There's no reason to pay like $40 for lipstick. I've done it, and they're not as good, frankly, as cheaper.
I'm just staring
oh,
at
this
it
is
now. It's amazing.
Thank you.
It looks like you had assistance.
Thank you. I think I love you, Jenny. You look beautiful.
Thank you.
How's your life? How are the...
I just lipstick.
Saw your boys, and I haven't seen them in years.
That was crazy.
Man, they're so cute.
They're cute. They are. They're amazing. I'm very proud. If I've fucked everything else up in my life, I've done that one thing or that five things, right?
They're
so
amazing.
Far. And they're good kids.
Your youngest, Eitan, I've known him since, since
he's
very
my oldest.
Little. And he's a man. And looking at what you're dealing with, like just looking in your car, and I was like... Yep, I see the ghost of Christmas future, and it's a lot of like teenage, right? Like,
did you get a whiff?
Oh,
is
yeah.
what I want to know.
Of like the,
oh yeah,
the teenage.
She saw the backseat child that wouldn't get out. She met the other four. They came in, gave her hugs, and took a tour, and were very sweet. And then my 14-year-old just laid in the back. He's like, I'm not getting out. I don't want to. I don't care. I'm like, fine, later and don't care then. But yeah, that's the ghost of your future for sure.
Yeah.
That's Julian for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like that from day one.
Was he more sensitive than the
others? He's horribly sensitive. He's like HSP. Like, yeah, can't. He's horribly sensitive.
Highly sensitive.
Anxiety.
Person.
Like, choked on a piece of lettuce once and didn't eat for like a month. And I had to like work him through that whole thing. And like, he's a lot like me. He's like sensitive like I am. So I understand, but most other people don't. So then he's got that whole thing of like, okay, people don't understand my sensitivity. But also he's the one that I moved here and he had friends at the skate park like immediately and like goes to movies with people while my other kids just sit there and play guitar or go fishing or do more lone sport kind of things. But I mean, he's very social, but then he needs a lot of recovery time afterwards.
That's how I am. And I get real cranky if I don't have recovery time.
That
I
one.
Get real fucking agitated. But I'm looking at that and right now my kids really want to be with me, like to the point where it's like, I gotta go. Like, Julian this morning snuck in my bed at 4 a.m. and slept with his head on top of my head.
Oh yeah.
Like, and it's adorable. And I'm like,
So what happens? How long are they cute like that? And then at what point they just don't want to
deal
with you?
I'm the terrible example of all of it. Like, I'm bad. Like, the 14-year-old, he slept in my bed till he was like 10. And he was like a hair sniffer. So, like, I would, or he'd like creep up behind me and be like,
never.
Yeah, I would hear him sniffing my hair, and I'm like, fucking, that is so creepy. Stop doing that. Because there's a character in Angels movie with Drew Barrymore and all that, the Charlie's Angels movie.
Yeah.
And like Crispin Glover is like a hair sniffer, and he like cuts off a chunk of her hair and is like, and he takes this big breath and like wildly screams. And I'm like, Otis, come watch this. Not only do you look like him, but you act exactly like this creepy guy in this movie. Yeah, there it is.
There he is, the hair sniffer.
You got to watch the clip, though. Because he just screams until the veins pop out in his head. I'm like, Otis, it's you. He's grown
creepy.
Out of it, thank God. But my point is that I woke up this morning 15 to 20 times from the almost two-year-old, sleeping on my head, kicking me in the face, but also kicking Buster, who's been sleeping in the queen bed with me. Like, the baby goes diagonal between us and then kicks us both. And then he cries until one of us gets him a bottle.
Yeah.
And then I have to hear Buster's tantrums and shit too. So that's how I sleep.
That's cool.
So having one cute child on your head, I'm like, that sounds like a dream.
Yeah, it just seems like teenagers are just like slothy, lazy, shiftless attitude.
It's the attitude part. Yeah, like Cosmo's really like geared up in the last like 6 months. He's 17. Like, he'll just be on his own playing guitar. He'll go stay at my dad's for like 3 days at a time. But then when he's home, he's really checking in on my emotional state like all the time, to the point where I'm like, I promise I'm okay. I'm never okay, but I'm always okay. So you can look at this shit show and it probably concerns you, but just know I've been like this for a long time and I've made it. So you don't have to worry that much. And then Otis just wants to go do he like will lay in his, cause they're in bunks in the back of this trailer. Like they have a bunk house, it's called. So like Otis literally, he puts a sheet up, he sticks the AC fan pointing to his face and hogs it from everybody else. Like,
you know what though? This Swiss Family Robinson thing that you've got going right now.
That's a nice way to say it.
Yeah. Think of it as, look, this is not a good analogy, but when I did that stupid show Road Rules and they put us in a trailer or whatever for six strangers for 2 months, like, I am forever bonded to every one of those people. Because when you've seen somebody have to shit every day, like, you know their showering habits, you know how they get dressed, you know how they put deodorant on, or you know all these intimate details, like, it's... Like, think about, like, even roommates you've had. Like, you'll always be bonded to people that you've lived in intimate quarters with. And especially brothers. Like, it's so cute. My little ones are sleeping together now in the same bed.
I love when they have that phase. It's so cute.
And I love it so much.
Yeah.
Because you're like, this is all I wanted. Good. Okay, I'm glad I had two because I wanted that.
It does take, like, some of the pressure. I mean, for all the infighting that occurs at the same time and all the dynamics, it's like there are really cute dynamics in there, too. Like, like my oldest with the baby is really cute because he's 20 years older than him. And it's, you know, that's, like, how old I was with my youngest sibling. And it's, I love that relationship that I have with him.
So cute.
And then just the cute things you see them doing when you're not looking. They definitely like get their shit together more when I storm out and say I'm never fucking coming back. And you guys can all just, I've one time, I think I said this on one of your shows, was like, just tell me whose funeral I need to plan. I'm fucking out of here. Call me and let me know who to plan a funeral for. Yeah, because they will. Like, but the second I leave sometimes and remove myself as like this, you know, controller of things and dynamic helper or whatever, then they're kind of like, oh shit, we're on our own. Do I really want to punch you in the head? Maybe not. And like, kind of lost the will to do that. So
yeah, there is something to that, because my boys can play alone forever. They were up till 11 o'clock last night fucking around. Nobody cried. Nobody needed me to intervene. I'm like, why is that happening? But then at 3 p.m. in here, in this living room, you guys are tearing each other apart and screaming for mommy every 5 seconds.
Because I know somebody's going to rescue them. And then they're like, it's almost like playing to an audience. I'm like, I'm removing myself as the audience and you guys can just do your one-man show to fucking hell for all I care. And then you come back and they're like, I'm like, it's sort of like Lord of the Flies. Like, either somebody's going to be dead or everybody's going to like figure it out and get along. And it really is like... It really works like that.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's hard for me because I want to, I want to help them like navigate all those things, but I'm like, oh,
you can't.
They
shouldn't.
Do better without me.
Better.
That's great. I'm fine with that.
Well, there's this whole thing. I mean, you and I were children in the 80s, and like, I just remember running on the playground, and adults did not intervene in your bullshit. Like, if you guys were having fights, you guys figured it out. You guys played. I feel like the schools that I've sent my kids to, they're very. It's like they watch every. I'm like, don't do that. Let them fucking play. Yeah.
They did that study I might have mentioned before, because I try to mention this every chance I can, about like school shooters. They were trying to figure out why there's such an increase in that kind of violence. And it was that there was a link to people not letting kids hurt each other, like in a controlled sort of, you know, during play or whatever, like when you hurt somebody and you look at them and you see them crying and you know you did that, that's what builds empathy. And like, if you don't build that kind of empathy, then there is that marker missing, and that there's a crucial time between like, I think 3 and 7, especially for boys, to kind of build those. And with all the schools I sent my kids to, they would do the same thing. Like, call me if, like, one of my kids was having to sing the school anthem. So he pretended to, like, finger gun himself in the head. And they called me at home to tell me that. And I was like, I was worried. Like, was he threatening somebody? Because I would, you know, I'd go down there if he was doing that. And they're like, no, he was just being funny. And I'm like,
sounds good.
Okay. And then like the next week, literally one of the kids in his class picked up a chair and threw it at him because he was trying to help the kid. The kid had like special needs and had anger management stuff going on. And some other kids bullied that kid. My kid went in there to be like, let me help you up. And the kid took his hand to help him up and socked him in the face. And they didn't tell me about that. And they didn't tell me about the chair incident. But they did call me to tell me that he pointed his own finger at his own head. So I was like, you guys are, there's some backward shit going on here. And that's why I homeschooled. That's why it wasn't like.
There you go.
But then it was worse because, man, I was like, I don't know. Like, what are you interested in? Go look it up. Fucking
Google it. I don't
even
know how you do that. But
I didn't.
Well, the school I send my kids to now, they don't intervene because it's more like traditional.
Yeah.
They don't do that fucking.
That's
this
good.
This is California. They're more like.
Yeah, they're on top of
like,
everything.
Just let
it. Hawaii is like that too. It was it's funny because the Hawaii schools, like the private schools, were like that. And I think it's because a lot of people put their kids in the private schools to like protect them from the public schools, because it's like notorious, like bullying of white kids in the public schools there. I never experienced that. And when my kids were in the public schools there, the only bullying that happened was the principal and me. Maybe it was mutual. But like, I didn't experience that, but I did watch what's like going on, and they were just hands off. So a lot, it was like hands off. If the kids are fighting, let them fight. They're all cousins. Everybody's related. And it's going to happen at home anyway.
It's in Hawaii. Yeah, they are.
Yeah. You let them work it out, and they work it out, and then they go to the same barbecue that weekend together, and they're okay. And, you know, there's times when things escalate where somebody does need to step in, but
sure.
I don't know. I watched that way of doing things, and it just seems so much more.
Yeah, because I don't recall much adult intervention. Like, I was in daycare a lot, like after school care. And maybe every now and then a teacher or whoever, supervisor, would step in and be like, you can't do that or whatever. But we were wilding out, dude. Like, we were kicking each other's asses and throwing fucking dodgeballs.
Totally. Like,
calling somebody
under the nails.
Names. Yeah, and you would learn, like, oh, you can't call that kid that name because he started crying on the schoolyard.
So then you would do it, like, to the nth degree. And
and that feels bad. You can tease somebody, but not that hard because then they cry. Or you can, you know, like.
Well, you have to sit there and stare at the kid crying because of something you did.
Yeah.
And that definitely, I remember times when I, like, overstepped my boundaries and people like cried or were hurt or
I fucked up so many people's lives.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
and I still do. Just read my comments on Instagram. I just got fucking flagged again on Instagram for something I posted.
I saw that, the guy in the diaper.
Oh no, I didn't even get flagged on that.
Oh,
one.
Oh, what was it? I thought you. Oh, so you got flagged before that, and
dude,
that's why.
Today I opened my Instagram and I just got some shit pulled down from 2021
for
I think something that said the word titties in it. And I was like, there's a grown man in a diaper right now dancing and singing to his stuffed animal.
Yeah.
That's pinned to my profile. You guys are cool with that? All right. Make my day.
I mean, why can't you say titties, though?
I don't know, dude. I was just like, I don't even fucking read it. I'm like, this is so stupid.
Redlands Skate Park.
Pussy. I love that kid, man. That kid is my spirit animal.
I'm going to have to look it up.
Welcome to Redland Skate Park, pussy.
I thought my kids were calling from the app, and I forgot to turn my phone off.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, they're the worst.
Yeah, it's like, but you've raised solid citizens, and I can tell look, the hard work is in the beginning, right? Like, you got to love them up at the top. Look, sure. Don't they say 0 to 4? No, hard work meaning, like, their personality is formed by the time they're 5.
Yeah.
So if you fuck up 0 to 5, someone once told me, they're like, pay now or pay later with children. And I definitely subscribe to that, because I'm still dealing, I just went to therapy today, dealing with some shit that happened when I was 3, bro. Do you know what I mean? Like, my parents divorced, we moved to a different country. Yeah. All in the first 4 years of my life. That's a lot of stuff to deal with, right?
Yeah.
So you think about that kind, you're like, yeah, you just want to get them straight. And then they can fuck around in their adolescence. We did.
Yeah, we totally did. Yeah.
And then you come back around.
Yeah, I think it's weird because they're all so different. So it's like what my philosophy is with one is completely different than the other. And like, they fight about, you wouldn't ever tell him that. And I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't, because that's not...
It's a different kid.
He doesn't need to work on that. You need to work on that. He needs to work on that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, you know, you really see it when you have children, that people are born wired a certain way. The cookie...
Day one.
Yeah, the cookie's already, like, the batter is there, the DNA, and then it's going to solidify and harden.
Oh, yeah. And nothing you do. And I remember when I was little that I was watching a movie with my dad, and somebody kissed a mirror, like an image of themselves in some 80s movie. And, oh, no, it was my mom, and she goes, he loves himself or something like that. And I was like, oh, loving yourself's bad. You're going to pick up on the shit you pick up on no matter what is around you. It's not the responsibility of the universe to like bend for you. You have to like figure it out and swim through it.
But that's because your receptors, you were like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the message you got. Another kid watching your mother say that same thing.
I was born like that. I was born hating myself. Nobody did anything to me. I was just born like... with a real sense of awareness for what a piece of shit I was, and how being a human being just buys you into like the worst fucking... Everybody's a piece of shit. It's okay. That's like the point, I think.
Je suis piece of shit. Well, I think what you're saying is that nobody is special, and neither am I. Like, everyone is special, and so are you. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're not that special. That's what I take that to mean. And I think suffering purifies you, makes you more empathetic, makes you a better human. It sucks to go through, but like, it's what makes you a better human.
But then you have to be like, why do I even have the inclination to be better? Why is that wired into me to be? What if I just decided to be worse? And I do, I think that sometimes, like, oh shit, I don't have to be better. Why do I think? But no, but I do, because it's like deeply fucking ingrained in me. So then I'm like, okay, then this human experience, for some reason, whatever it is, maybe like this is a larger version of the reform schools I went to as a teen. Why do you have that fucking inclination? And like, to me, philosophical, religious. Yeah, some people don't.
A lot of people
don't.
Why do
I have to fucking have it? I could have so much goddamn fun. I could be like, I could be having so much fun. I would have a lot of money. I wouldn't be living in a fucking trailer.
Have we been having this discussion since we were 13?
Yeah, is the same talk that we would have, except for we got to smoke back then. Yeah. Man, I hate getting old. That fucking sucks. I want a cigarette so bad.
This is the same discussion of, why can't I just be a cheerleader? Why can't I just go shop at Wet Seal and listen to pop music?
Yeah, I don't have it.
And know every Harry Styles song.
Be a tuna.
Who's the guy's music? I didn't know that you guys were fucking shocked.
Post Malone. Not,
I don't
no,
know.
It was
Post
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars. They're like, do you know a Bruno Mars song? I'm like, I on my children's eyes, I couldn't name one. And they were playing like 10 of them. And I'm like, dead as a doorknob.
I think
inside.
I only know one.
Don't know. But that's because, like, I'm just not my wiring.
You don't live in Hawaii and your kids aren't old enough for that shit yet. That's all.
Maybe.
But yeah, we're not wired like that. You're wired. Going to a Bauhaus concert when you're in your 40s. Like, we're just wired that way.
I'm into dead raccoons. And,
I know. Look.
You know.
Did he get a new outfit?
Yeah, no. I had that custom made. It's an Adidas tracksuit that cost about $20,000. You know how hard it is?
To make a custom-made raccoon tracksuit
to get the tail cut out.
Oh, I imagine it's difficult.
And then to find a tiny cowboy hat.
That, I know where to get those.
Well, I paid $5,000. That's Gucci. Can I show you my new bracelet I had made on Etsy? I'm going to wear it to my birthday celebration. See what I did?
Read it to the audience.
What does it say?
Fart hard. I love it. You know I can do.
I'm 46 years old, bitches.
I know what to get you for your birthday now.
A fart hard bracelet?
I bought all this jewelry making stuff. Did you make that one?
No, I bought it on Etsy. But now I want to like.
Supporting small business.
I live for it. All this shit is
Etsy.
She
probably killed herself after she made that. She's like, this is my fucking life. Jesus Christ.
She's like, wait, what is this crazy bitch want?
But she's like, oh, for your kid? Or
I live it's for amazing. These bracelets where you can make them say anything you want.
I bought one of those metal stamp kits where you can metal stamp whatever on a thing. And of course, I stamped a bunch of horrible shit on it for myself. But so then my kid has one that says D's on the front, D-E-E-S. And then you turn it over, it says nuts. And I'm like, that was smart to do it on the backside. Because that's like, now it's interactive. You're a fucking genius. And so I let them, we all stayed up making jewelry the other night, but you can stamp these things to make it say anything that you want. And well, I am drunk with power on the idea.
I can't wait to order the set that makes these.
I can
the
do,
letters
yeah.
Because this is easy.
You could just go to Hobby Lobby over there.
Hobby Lobby.
Oh, go there. Have you been to Hobby Lobby?
Have I been to Hobby Lobby? Can I tell you?
I just went for the first time.
What
and
are you fucking new? No, because they don't have them in California.
They don't have them, yeah.
I know. So when I would do the road before I had kids, and I discovered the Hobby Lobby.
Okay.
I would fucking travel with an extra suitcase.
For
Hobby Lobby. I go to like Ohio, whatever town.
What were you getting?
Christmas decorations.
Oh, okay.
Because they're big into Jesus. So you can find like the dopest Christmas stuff.
It's true.
And I would literally just pack up and I'd check in the bag just to have Hobby Lobby
decorations. Christmas
decorations. Still, well, now that we live here in Texas, I'm thrilled.
Yeah, you don't have to even, I think they just sell them door to door here. They just drop them off. They have them at the DMV when you.
But guess what they don't have
what?
At the Hobby Lobby? Halloween decorations.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one's harder.
They're Christian.
That's right. Yeah, they don't
they're
support
hardcore.
Any of that pagan shit that they stole everything from and then built a whole religion on.
How
they
dare you question it. Jesus?
I'm not questioning Jesus. I'm not questioning him. I get it. I get what he did. Like, he was trying to get his dick sucked. He did good. He had people washing his feet. He was like, he was a fucking genius. And then, like, he had, you know, he, like,
Jesus,
died.
You just realized what you said Jesus was trying to get his dick sucked.
He was doing that. Have you ever met a guy that acts like Jesus? Like,
I know.
The Jesus, they're all trying to get their dick sucked. And
it's
I'm like,
an
I have
guy.
Nothing but respect for that.
It's a racket.
Please, please keep it above 18 because they always seem to be attracted to very 15-year-old girls.
It's the racket.
It's the racket.
I'm a sensitive guy. I'm a beta fucking male. I know feelings. Yeah. I get periods too. I feel just like you. Like, bitch, you're the fucking thumb ring guy. The bracelet guy, the fedora hat guy. I know this guy.
Yeah.
I've dated this guy.
Yeah.
This guy is a bullshit. He hates his fucking mommy.
Yeah.
And boy, you just wait.
The worst women hating shit I've ever seen is like the feminist.
Interesting.
Aligned.
Oh, fucking. Yeah. Any guy that says he's a feminist, run for the fucking hills.
If they don't know they're a feminist, then you're like, oh, you're a feminist.
100%.
Then that's okay. But when they say 100%. It themselves, yes, it does. I do go, oh, yeah, of course
run.
You are, because your 15-year-old girlfriend
run.
Probably
can
taught
I,
you about it.
Can I tell you? Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
yeah, you're fucking tween age. Yeah.
Yes.
But would you want to be called a feminist now? I feel like I'm not sure what that even means.
Well,
like,
okay, but here
now?
The problem with that is, yes, I'm definitely a feminist because I have five sons. I have a vested interest in equality and for my sons to be exactly who they are and not have that fucking patriarchal thinking put on them as much as it's put on women, it's put on men too. So when I hear men stand up for that kind of way of thinking, I'm like, no, that's the wrong answer. The wrong answer from everybody. I am not a misandrist. I am a feminist. They are not the same fucking thing.
Misandry is
hating men. It's
men.
Like
yeah,
they're it's equated now. And I'm like, no. I am a feminist because I love men. I love
men too.
Yeah. And I don't want them to suffer under the same shitty fucking system that women suffer under. I don't want anybody to suffer.
No.
I don't have a vested interest in anybody suffering except for like, I can think of one person right now that I would just love to I'm not going to say their name because then they'll know and they'll put a protection up around them and then I won't be able to psychically destroy them from the inside out.
No, there are people that should suffer. Like, I don't know why it's wrong to be like, I hate that person. I hope they die. I'm sick people that I know they're saying you're not supposed to, but there's people that
no,
suffer.
Death
evil.
Is a fucking, like, that's the gift at the end? Do you want them to get the reward like sooner? No, I want them to fucking live forever.
Well, because like, you know, you realize that evil exists in the world, like real fucking evil. And the older I get, the more I see the world and I'm like, whew,
yeah,
man, it is wild out there, dude. Yeah. We're wilding out. Wait, so do you want like, are you saying that, are you down, you're down with all the patriarchal structures? Like how far... What are you thinking? Tell me where are you at?
I think that...
Is Kamala Harris the next president?
I have no opinions on any political... I don't think any of that goes hand in hand. Like, my desire to not see anybody suffer does not have any kind of political basis at all. It's a spiritual one. I don't...
Okay, okay. So yeah. you want just feelings, like people to have feelings and stuff, and like to not be... You don't want to like put men to war, like throw put
no,
guns
I,
in their
that's
hands
the thing
and stuff.
Too, is because oh, no. that, and when you say the patriarchy or patriarchal thinking or whatever, it's not men. Like, don't equate that with men. That's not what that is meant to be equated with. It's the idea that, I mean, in my opinion, it's that goods come before people.
Yeah.
That like the acquiring of land or things is more important than fucking. You know, a kid slave or a child or anybody. It's more important, like the acquiring of things, like
the capitalist system.
Yeah, it is the capitalist system.
It's
a huge
part
of it.
Fun.
But
like, it's so good to be rich. And I'm just kidding. But we don't do it. Oh, gosh, I hope not. We don't employ children. We
you
employ
can
these
have money. Yeah, it's not about having money. I think what it is because I know actually probably more poor people that think this way. With the us and them, like I need to have more than that person. And I think they shut off themselves to all of the relationships so that they don't ever get anywhere because nobody ever wants to help them. And they have no sense of community and because they're trying to acquire. And I think...
Oh, yeah. But do you know what's interesting is that Elon Musk recently was like, yeah, I have Asperger's.
Yeah.
And then you go, okay, well, that connects a lot of dots.
Yeah, totally.
When you think about somebody who's just goal-oriented, maybe not as personal-based, so like that type of goal-directed, acquiring, capitalist thinking, like, oh, of course that's going to be a guy with autism.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You have to have some severe focus for that. Like,
you
I can't
love
even
so
fucking...
much. Listen, I know a lot of people don't like him. Chris Larson, not a fan. We had a look at that smug picture. I love it. He's Austin. Elon, you're welcome anytime in Studio Jeans. I would love to talk to you.
He's a Marvel
I think you're
character.
Amazing. You're fascinating. I like what you're doing with SpaceX and trying to acquire that garbage dump Twitter. I hope you can make it profitable. But
I
no.
love that he owns the horrible shit I've said on Twitter. I love that.
He owns it.
He paid money for it.
Does he? Did
partially.
He buy it?
I thought he did, didn't he?
I don't know. Deal went
I don't
through.
Fucking...
I hope so. I don't like Donald Trump's. I don't like how he behaved. But then again, like, are we to censor people? You know what I mean? Like, I think I wasn't a huge Trump supporter, but I don't know. Do we have a right to pull him off of platforms because you don't like what the guy says?
I'm still in shock as the teen punk rocker that I was, that anybody thinks the president has anything to do with the government. Like, I'm always like, I'm sorry, who's, and everybody's like, oh, Joe Biden, and now there's a fucking economic collapse. I'm like, yeah, that's because the U.S. is a fucking Ponzi scheme. It was always going to be economic collapse. It's just a matter of when and who knew first, and that was it. That's not because of Trump. Like, if you put these people in the forefront and everybody can, like, bash them and blame them, I mean...
That's true. They're just figureheads.
They're figureheads. And, like, if you've been in Hollywood and you've seen that there's always the fucking star, they're just the star of the show, and the cast and crew are the ones that are really running it. And
you know who makes the most money? It ain't the star of the show.
Oh, he didn't make... You make $100,000 a year being president.
It's the executive who owns that fucking show and then owns back end on the show when it goes into syndication and they get checks in the mail. So
and they're all the ones doing the
warmongering
on the side because it's going to benefit down the line or their families or their heritage. And it's not so simple as Joe Biden caused an economic collapse. This has been going on since day one fucking stole the land.
But this is so interesting. So what we're really talking about here is female thinking.
That's what we're always talking about. Yes. When it comes down to
it. This is like crossfire. Crossfire for idiots. Like burping crossfire. Well, no, this is interesting because I see what you're saying, the male way of
It's not even male.
Oh, hold on. No, but I'm saying like that directed thinking. No, but let's be honest. So these structures that have been laid in place. So capitalism, sorry, I'm going back in time. Because you see my eyes literally going back to the 90s when I learned this stuff in college. Here we go.
I can hear Hobbes the montage.
And Locke. Here it is. Okay. Hobbes and Locke, Leviathan, the idea of private property. This starts in the modern period. Chad, correct? With Hobbes and Locke. The right?
Yeah. I think you're pretty close there.
That's good. That was good.
It is life, liberty, and property. These are the original tenets. It's not life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness until later, right?
Yeah.
Right? It's life, liberty, and private property. So that's why we came to America, so that we could own shit, do our own thing. And I do
and not
think,
have to give 10% of it to some church that we didn't believe in. Yeah,
that's right.
It was really to get away from tithing, which was the whole point of everything on the planet.
Taxes.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay these taxes.
I don't want to pay me. And that's why Jesus, I'm like, you know, he kicked him kicking over the tax tables and shit. He was just
always the Jews and Jesus.
But because, I mean, he is kind of the most famous one of us, I think.
He's the best one of us.
Yeah. I mean,
really, as far as Jews go, you know,
just anybody
like?
With a Messiah complex. And I can just picture him and hear the words that he's saying.
But hold on, the Mashiach is the Messiah.
Yeah, it means, but it's also Shekinah. Do you know?
Oh, Shakira. I love her music. Wait, who's the Jew, Fran Lebowitz?
She walks around, there's a few of them, the
cranky lesbian who walks around New York City and is like...
The photographer.
Pretend it's a city. No, come on.
That's Fran Lebowitz. Yeah.
This one. And she's like, I don't understand these people who just walk around with their heads down and they're not looking at me walking by them. I adore her. I could watch that Fran Lebowitz be Jewish lesbian. This is who I'm going to be in my next life is... A neurotic Jewish lesbian. So we're talking about...
She's pretty cute.
She's adorable. I love her. She's brilliant. Fran Lebowitz, come on my show with Elon Musk. We could have the best time ever.
That would be a good show.
I would Speaking be gay for Fran Lebowitz. So...
Look at that one where she's like...
I know. She's like, I finger my girlfriend with these two fingers. And then I use my thumb for her asshole. It's called the bowling ball. So life, liberty, private property, Hobbes and Locke. Hobbes and Locke. Calvin and Hobbes. No.
That's what
the
I was
Leviathan.
Thinking.
So everybody, the sovereign is made up of the people. There's that idea. And then Americans were like, fuck you. And then we came here. So, but it's a very male idea, let's be honest, about like, I want to do what I do, and I just want you to stay out of my way. And I've heard dudes say this. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying this idea of like, I want to do what I want to do, stay out of my way. And I do think this is a very American ideal. This is the cowboy, and I love it. I'm here for it, America. But you're saying, yes, and we also need to, like, take care of people.
I think I came from a family where the female in the family was the person who was like, I'm going to do what I want, and you're all going to kind of go with me. So that it's different. I think maybe I just have a different perspective because it was...
That's true. Your mom is quite a force of fucking nature.
She is, and she's amazing, but, like, she had this, like, thing that she had inside her that she needed to share. It wasn't about taking something from somebody else either. So I think that there's a differentiation there. So also, then you go, okay, well, I mean, you get really... I could go for hours and get really deeply insane into it, but I just think that the profits over people part of things is we're all going to die because of that. Yeah. We know that. There's article after article about how we can't sustain our lives on this planet that we have like pillaged in every way. And I think my shit's more about like growing food and ways to clean water and how to take care of your own self and your own family. I don't
crazy
it's
talk,
not about
Jen.
Like
crazy talk.
I mean, I would love
Who
to not
water,
have wars
food.
And shit, but like that, like the wars are over. They're over oil. They're over things that could be obsolete very easily. And that's, you know, people.
But that's why Elon's building the Tesla.
I get it. I
get
love
it?
That he did that. And he also built a minivan. I don't think I ever saw it, but I want the fucking minivan that he built, and I will put solar panels on top of it and pull it with horses. I'm prepared to do all kinds of embarrassing shit, honestly, in the name of...
But don't you think there's some sort of human entropy? Like, listen, we think we're getting better every generation, and in some ways we are, but... We ain't above war. Like, we're still doing the same shit we've been doing as humans.
Yeah, I think it's...
Look at Putin and Ukraine.
You know what I really
shit.
Think? This is going to sound
We ain't that
insane.
Special. We ain't that smart.
No, here's why.
We just have toilets that talk to us now and wipe our asses.
Yeah, but they wash your ass. It's like, that's worth it. Worth all the war, I think. Yeah. Especially like as a girl, you get your period, you just kind of push
it's
the button.
It's the best.
It's the best fucking thing. I'm like, God, I used to have to like really just, you know, hose the whole bathroom down like Carrie.
Oh,
but now
so
I don't have
awful.
To. Anyway, what I was saying is I think that the real thing is that we were monkeys that were GMO'd and engineered with alien DNA. So we have these two sides of ourselves where we have the very primitive side that just wants to throw shit at people and take their bananas. And then we have the other side that's like the higher consciousness, like we could really use like our consciousness to build things. We could actually create matter because matter doesn't actually exist. It's like waves of fucking energy, and brains affect that and consciousness affects that. So we could really create any world we want.
We could.
So we created one where you throw shit at people and, but also wash your asshole with
wash
the toilet. So, I mean, there's, I read a tweet the other day that was like, there's still enough beauty to justify this shithole.
Oh, yes.
I'm paraphrasing. That's not what it said.
Well, don't you think a lot of it is, it's about, being conscious, and then to what degree are you conscious, right? So you're talking about people having a level of self-awareness, which we just talked about at the beginning of the show. Either you're born with it or you're not. This resilience, the self-curiosity, the self-reflective behavior, this is something that either you're naturally, I think, inclined towards, or you're just someone that's, I'm not going to, not this lifetime.
That could be nurtured, though. I feel like that could, because I look at my kids, and like I said, they're all sort of different. Like, my first kid very much just has that on his own and doesn't want any of my input and does it on his own. The second one, we have constant conversations about that. The third one, I see him working out and struggling a little bit, and I'll have to go in there, like, strategically and be like,
walk
walk him through, or just talk to him about it, and, like, the anxiety and the being sensitive and the still trying to function and all that. And then the next one down, he's just, everything's internal and just turns into anger. So it's like, okay, let's just go fishing. That one I just fish with, and that's enough. And then the baby, I don't know how to fucking deal with that one yet, but I'll figure
still,
it out.
He's still mushy. He's working it out.
He's watching all the big ones, and I'm like, no, emanate that one.
But the point being, like,
I think it's there.
There's various levels
for
of
most
consciousness.
People. Yeah.
I'll tell you though, man, like I've been entertaining people for 20 years, and I'm saying, rephrase. I've been entertaining drunk people.
Yeah, that's part of
the problem. For 20 years. I've seen every corner of humanity. I've entertained every demographic, many countries, many places, you name it. I've done it. There's a level that people can get to, right? Consciousness. And then once they're there, you have to get them to the light. Go to the light side of the force, not the dark side of the force. And it's easy to go to the dark side.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's negative.
It takes
negative
no energy.
Everywhere.
And you get instant payoffs from that, too. Like
instant.
Feeling real good about yourself and little pats on the back from Satan.
Well, devil's like, good work. Well, even like... Yeah, because that's a lower frequency, a lower vibration.
But how do you bring up vibrations, though? Because that's the thing. Like, I have a vested interest in the fucking survival of humanity because I birthed, like, half of it.
You did. You really
did.
A lot of fucking kids.
And
seeing,
like,
them all at once, I was like, fuck.
I know. Somebody out there was like, I think I found more of your kids. Yeah, that was. I was like,
it was
you
like
did.
The
and
gypsy
the next
wagon
one.
Just rolled
I
up.
No, I like, that is that's me. It is me. The fucking
know,
like
I love you.
Living in a trailer at 46 with a toddler and a bunch of kids. But I mean, I am like that very much. And I think it's because, and you're like this too with the, you know, just being philosophical and like, I'm just trying to figure this shit out.
I know.
I don't want to have
journey.
To come back here again. Ugh. I want to fucking figure it out and be done and like work, do my work from the other side, like through some John Edwards motherfucker or something. But I don't want to incarnate into a human, disgusting fucking body ever
again. I'm done too. No more meat vessels for me.
Yeah. It's. But, I mean, there's good shit, but I've seen it.
But you've asked how to do it. And I think I had this great philosophy professor who he passed away of cancer, but he taught riddled with cancer. He taught existentialism as he was dying.
Well,
for
that's probably
you,
the best time. Honestly.
That was I'm saying it was probably the greatest experience of my life to be taught existentialism by a guy who is fucking currently dying.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And what I learned from him was that the best way to help people go into the light, or for you to stay in the light, is to be what, which this has fell full circle now, to go the good, to be the good, to be the noble, to try, like, fucking stay the hard path. Yeah. It's harder, it is.
Oh, it's so hard.
But, like, you ever had a friend who's a vegetarian, and you're like, that's fucking whack, but then you spend enough time with them, and then one day you're like, I think I'll have the veggie patty, too.
Yeah.
It's only because they've rubbed off on you long enough where you're like, oh, that's
not threatening or scary. Like, new ideas are scary to us, I think, in general. But yeah, there is, it is like a rubbing off too. But also, I think it's more even energetic than that. I think that work happens on a more energetic level. And like what you were saying about when you had the ketamine too, because I was thinking about that. It could be an experience that is that simple, like just like a chemical change for a second in your body that does whatever it does to bypass the ego and the shit,
the mind, and
get you in that state. And I think everybody has the capacity for that. I just don't think there's a lot of opportunity or value in our society or a lot of societies. There are some cultures where that's a huge value, but not here because it doesn't align with capitalism and it doesn't align with the
but it does now
being a superpower and
it
all
does
that.
Now, have you seen people commodify life coaching?
Oh yeah.
And everything, listen.
I mean, but you can't really make money off of that. Or
everything's commodifiable. Yes, you can. Google Joel Osteen.
Yeah, but he doesn't count.
Why? He's peddling spirituality.
Yeah.
Louise Hay, one of the multimillionaires peddling spirituality. This is, listen, with the internet.
How do you take somebody who looks like that and go, I want what he has?
Or to fuck that guy? That girl fucks that guy.
Yeah, but he fucks her too. That looks like a horrific fucking scene from some sort of
demonic.
I mean, seriously, I think that just ruined sex for me forever with even myself to even look at them.
Arenas every week.
No, I know. That's why I'm saying they don't count because that's not really at that point. It is. It's very easy to get sidetracked when you're on that kind of like spiritual path and going, okay, I'm going to better myself, take responsibility for myself and do what I can do in my own personal life and relationships to then all of a sudden be like that.
I know.
It's
but I know
easy
you're saying,
to get off track. Like, I don't think that's spiritual anymore.
No, capitalism is diametrically opposed to spiritualism. 100%. That being said, can you be a capitalist and spiritual? Is money spiritual? Yeah. Sure, you can do it.
Money's just energy. Money's energy. And I think like any energy that you accumulate, whether it's a lot of people loving you or a lot of kids or a lot of money or whatever, any energy that you have kind of swirling around you like that, that you can do good or you can do evil with it.
And always.
You can also do nothing with it, too. That's another fucking option. You don't have to like...
Most importantly, who are you going to bang? Joel Osteen?
Or?
Who's a big evangelist as well? Elon. No, not Elon. Elon's too much fun. Okay, you have to fuck Joel, so you have to listen to his horse.
Who's
shit.
The other guy with the teeth like this guy that, do you know who I'm talking about? The big horse head? And he has people have like spirit orgies and like in big things.
Oh,
like
Kenneth
that.
Copeland.
No, it's, oh, Jesus, fuck. Why do they all have that really weird, like, they're this thing? I don't know what it is. It's like they have those crazy eyes. Blue eyes scare me.
Because they're crazy. Because they're sociopaths. They are predatory.
Yeah, it's
they're
that
bad
face,
fucking
though.
People.
I mean, I got into face reading when I was dating that rabbi that was a face
your hubby.
Yeah, and I got really into it. And there's only, like, four books on earth that... that talked about it. There's more now, but physiognomy is like face reading. And I got really into it.
Tell me about it.
Okay. So like what you just witnessed there with him and the wife of the guy with the teeth.
Hold on, let me do the
Holstein
wife.
Guy. It's like, how is that not terrifying? That's fucking terrifying to me. Like that gives me heart palpitations. I don't know if it's just Nazi shit or what, but like that sort of just like, I don't even
so
know how
phony.
You would define it. It's like a feeling you get when looking at them.
You know, because you know that it's forced virtue, it's like you're supposed to dress this way. If you're a good person, this is what you look and dress like. It's like a stock photo.
Yeah, kind of. It's sort of like...
It's like, well, you can still be...
Nobody has good intentions that tries that hard.
Yeah, like you can be a good person and wear black. Oh my God.
Stop pointing at me.
Your finger
he's
in your
terrifying
ass. Look at him,
that's a terrifying man.
So who are you banging though, Joel Osteen?
Oh, are those my two choices?
Yeah,
I'm gonna fuck that wife right there. What's her name, the one with the maybe I'll know. Have a threesome with him and not pay any attention to him, just cuck him and make him watch or something. I don't know, because that he's terrifying. She's not that scary for some reason. She's probably a handmaid.
Yeah, for sure.
They're all fucking handmaids.
God,
it's terrifying.
Okay, so you have to bang Donald Trump.
Who's the other guy? They all have the teeth. Like
they all have the veneer, the full chompers.
Oh, they don't come out? I was getting excited for a second.
No, so like they go full veneer, like all veneers.
Yeah,
the
but they do them like an inch too long. It's like one of the reptilian things. Yeah. Yeah, they do. They're like, hey, cover my fangs.
Yeah. And they're too white. They go way too white.
They're really white. Yeah. And perfect, but yeah.
And he had his eyes done too. You can tell he's had eye work.
That, maybe that's what it is. Because in the earlier pictures, his smile was terrifying. In the newer ones, it's his eyes.
See, that's an older. That's from the '80s, and he had.
Yeah,
he's had his eyes pulled.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, fucking okay.
I know.
See, okay, here's who you have to fuck. Ready?
Okay.
Ronald Reagan.
Okay.
Or Trump.
Ronald Reagan now that he's been dead for.
Dead. I mean, yeah, okay. Ronnie in the '80s when he was
hot. He was an actor. He was like a hot... Like,
right, but like 80...
He looks
Ronnie,
like Tom Cruise.
Dude, but I'm talking like 1986 Ronnie.
I mean, I would just picture him being younger Ronnie. Trump was always...
He was cute disgusting. When he was
Trump?
Younger. Don't you think?
No.
When he had hair and stuff?
No.
Was Trump always ugly?
He's always
Let's
had
see.
Hair.
Yeah, he looks like a
no,
pig.
No, I don't... See, it's the Nazi thing again. I really have this like... It just that look.
He's
I
got that
know.
Real rich inbred look.
Yeah, that's
like
what
when
it is.
When hot models... Are bang ugly white guys for generations and generations.
Yes,
that's what they make
true.
Like those little pushed in.
I don't look at him. No, it's like anybody with hair like that. I remember one time with the physiognomy stuff, I was like, oh, if you have hair like that, that's a sign that you're out of touch with what's okay to walk out of the house. So like being out of touch, like, that,
of
you know,
you're
yeah.
out of your fucking mind if you think
yeah.
that.
No,
that's
Ronald
normal.
Reagan was hot.
But here's the thing. I might
physically.
I might fuck Trump because.
He's alive.
He's going to do a lot of coke and he's going to make it a party.
Yeah, like, he's going to sweat on you. It's going to be real
gonna
sweaty.
It's going to be so fast because Trump still fucks. Ronnie is with Nancy.
No, but he's going to be using Viagra and he's going to get a 4-hour boner and then you're going to have to take him to the fucking hospital. And yeah, no, that's you don't want to fuck Trump. You don't.
But I could like tag team you in as a friend and then be like, Jenny's going to finish you off. Give me the rest of your
no,
coke.
No, I get the first half. You have to finish him off.
No, you finish him off.
I'll get him started. You finish him off.
You finish him off. Where do you let him finish?
I think you'd have to do it on your back so you wouldn't have to look at his face. Right? My ass crack, I guess.
Would you let Ronnie... Where does Ronnie get to finish?
He seems like one of those kind that's like the pretty boy thing. So yeah. Like he's probably really bad at sex, but he probably looks cute when he's doing it.
So where does Ronald Reagan
tits.
Get to finish? Yeah. Yeah. Ronnie gets the tits.
The
Trump
titties.
Gets the ass. Yeah, the titties. Titties.
I hope my kids never listen to this.
Okay, out of those four. Okay, so you have G. Dubs, Clinton, Obama, and is that Ford? Gerald Ford?
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter for
Carter,
sure.
The
oh
party
my God.
Starter.
I've been wanting to fuck Jimmy Carter regardless of these little games that we're playing since I was born.
Seriously?
I love him.
You don't choose Obama? Obama's the hottest one.
Yeah, but, you know, he knows it, too. So he's going to have that fucking, like, expecting me to do all the work. And then, like,
that's
George
true.
Bush is too dumb. He probably couldn't
he's
even
so
find your clit.
Dumb.
And then, yeah.
But he's a frat boy, so he'll be fun.
No, he won't. He'll
be
he'll
like,
get drunk and puke on you and pass out.
Let's fucking then go on my daddy's boat. You go on your daddy's.
And then he'll try to paint a picture of you and put it on eBay or whatever he does with those now. No, Jimmy Carter, it's like I would lay in bed with him for like 2 days in a hotel after I fucked him.
Wow.
And talked to him.
You're
yeah,
that into
good,
Carter.
Yeah, I love him. Look at him.
Look at him.
I'd still fuck him.
95,
sorry.
Quote, feels fine after falling home. I don't think you feel fine, my man. You don't look okay.
He can't feel any pain anymore. That's why.
Oh, God. This guy looks sad. I don't like him. He's got sad eyes.
That's what I like.
Ugh, well,
he would go to a Bauhaus concert with you, Christine.
Look how sad he is. He's going to cry in that photo.
I know. I love that. Go ahead. Cry. Come here. Mommy will hold you.
No. It doesn't do anything.
Look, he's so pretty.
No, he doesn't get my juices flowing.
I mean, not until... it's because I've heard him talk and I've heard him speak and I love him. That... Now I find him hot because if I saw him and I had like the Trump, like if he talked like Trump, then I would think he was hideous.
Yeah, that's true. Personality does go a long
Sex
way.
Is in the brain, Christina.
Sex
remember.
Is in the brain. Yeah. Obviously, he's never made anybody come. Says the sailor.
That's not
Jenny. God,
how I said
you're
it.
Such a whore.
I know, but that's not how
On
I said it.
On your back. Jesus Christ.
You on your back. Whores don't do it on their back.
No, that's where you let Trump come.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're going to let him come on your face or what? You didn't answer the question,
you're
Christina.
You're finishing him.
No, we decided you were.
I definitely wouldn't let him finish inside. No way.
I'm sure, though, that none of those are swimmers at this point.
They're just made out of
it would just fall out right away.
McDonald's. Yeah, he's so
they'd swim the wrong way. They'd swim towards your ass anyway, so you wouldn't have to do anything. Ugh. Okay, I'm done with this conversation. What else you got to talk about?
I don't know.
I'm not fucking any of these people, or I'm never going to have sex ever again. You've ruined it for me so many times.
Well, I had this theory that there were no hot Democrats. The only, or is it the other way around? No hot Republicans.
I think that was it.
Yeah, the Democrats were all, they're always good looking, and the Republicans are not hot. There's like no hot Republicans.
Well, because they're once actors. The Democrats are actors, and then the Republicans are just nerds that got bullied, right? And then they tried to make money, and they want to keep it.
Except for that guy, but...
Which one? The Canadian guy? Eh.
We talked
His
about
skin
this.
Suit's melting off with that fucking reptile underneath. They're all their skin suits are melting off.
Okay, I have a Pajitsky effect for you.
Okay.
Did you know... Did you know that the band Boys to Men is because they started off as boys and then they became men? Like they grew from boys to men. Like, did you make that connection?
I did. I made that one. Yeah.
I'm a fucking idiot. I had no idea. I was like, what?
It's because a number two threw you off.
Maybe.
Because it wasn't the word two. Yeah. Boys. You're like boys, two men. Two men and some boys. It was like two girls and a cup. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or I thought like anybody can like this band. You can be from boys men. To men okay. like this band. But I didn't think it was that they grew from boys into men.
I mean, it could be both. Maybe it was both because I feel like when you pick a band name, you have like several wordplay options around it usually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe you were right. Did you talk to the person who came up with the band name to find that out?
No, but I mean, maybe my theory stands then.
Yeah, you can't. You can't.
Who do
Nobody
I talk
can prove
to?
It. Somebody prove it.
Who am I calling? All right. Let's do another Pajitsky effect. Do we have some on deck? These are so much fun.
I have so many and I just keep forgetting them.
You got to write them down on your phone.
I do.
Pajitsky I like effect. To write them down.
Hey, mommy. It's Hey Booth Boys. So I was driving in my car yesterday and I turned on the air conditioning as one does. And I got too cold, so I turned it off, and I battled with myself for about 10 minutes, being between hot and cold. And then I realized, hey, dumbass, you can just, you know, turn it to a more comfortable temperature, because I can set a temperature in my car. It doesn't have to be the lowest of low, so I can make it more comfortable.
Yeah.
So just so you know, everyone out there, you can change the temperature in your car so you don't have to go from extreme cold to extreme heat and, you know, make it more comfortable for yourself. Just that I would throw that out there in case anyone was all, you know, going through the same problem. All right. Love you, jeans. Bye.
Did you know that? Did you do that?
Where was she like 5 years ago? I just recently figured that out. I was like, I turn it on, turn it off, turn it on. And my husband will turn it all the way down to the lowest setting. So then I get mad and turn it off. So it's like a battle between us. And then one time I was like, what if I put it on 72? Yeah. And I did it. And I was like, oh, shit. It's been on for like 4 hours. Yeah. And I didn't think about it. And I'm not throwing a fit and putting a sweater on passive aggressively. And he's all not right. gasping.
Yeah, because it's on a spectrum of comfort. You can go severe cold and you can go super hot.
But when we were little, did cars have that? I feel like they just had either, like when AC came out, it was like, turn the AC on or off. And I think maybe it's an age thing a little bit.
I think you're right, because I'm trying to remember my mom's old Toyota Corolla, the 1980 one. And it was like, it was hot or cold. Yeah. And then you could click it up 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Yeah, it was just the fan
strength.
It was
freezing. Like either you're freezing or you're too hot.
Yeah.
I know.
And you just accept that as the reality for the rest of your life. And like technology's not going to save you. And then that's it. But yeah, now that I know. And I've had...
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, that is. Yeah.
Yeah, but we didn't have very, I feel like it was still either or. I don't know.
That's just the fan strength. But yeah, no, that's older than us, that one, or newer. That's a 2011. We're talking like 1990.
That's not a dog.
Watch, it's just a horse.
And the dog doesn't get much.
There
we go. 1980. Try that
there
one.
There you go.
Jesus Christ. Holy shit.
We had one of those station wagons with like the wood on the sides. I want one so bad. Yeah, that's what the shit looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roman numerals.
It was so just like stones.
Dude, who the fuck is buying that for $269? Like, get your life, homie. Oh, look at that panel.
I know. People like remake these old cars and you're like, they've really sucked, you guys. I don't know what you're doing.
I know.
There's a reason that cars have evolved. Now you can put your car in 72 degrees.
I know. And
back
you can have
then,
your own climate.
You had to get a divorce.
You had to get a divorce.
If you wanted to be the right temperature, you had to kill your spouse.
Kill your spouse. I was listening to the radio of all things with my sons, teaching them how to turn the dial on the radio. And I was like, God, I haven't. When's the last time you listened to the radio?
Yeah, it's
traditional.
Well, I have like a shortwave type thing, but like it's, I don't use it.
In the trailer? Like you can pick
This was back like right when COVID started to happen. And I was like, oh shit, it's going down now. And all my training and all my reading about, I got really, really into, I was like excited. I was ready for the apocalypse and it didn't happen, unfortunately. But I did get a shortwave radio out of it and a lot of seeds.
Nice.
Got a lot of seeds.
So what is the shortwave radio helps you hear other people in the area?
You can hear all over the world if you,
Okay, so this is what my dad would do. So he would listen, he would have a shortwave radio and then he would listen to like Hungarian radio.
Yeah.
And it was terrifying to me because he would sit in the dark listening to Duna Tebe Da, but it's like in Hungarian.
Yeah.
It was so.
It's not a very gentle accent.
Horrible.
Yeah.
And I just, I want to get one. And this picks up everything all over the world.
Yeah, but you can use like iHeartRadio or something now.
Or your
you
iPhone.
You can still hear all stations from everywhere if you do it right. But it's just fun in case of an apocalypse. I mean, really, I'm gonna have a lot of fun the last couple months.
Now,
but
did you have a stockpile of toilet paper as well when the shit hit the fan?
No, I have a Toto. I have the ass washing toilet. And I was like, what the fuck are these people doing? Go to Costco and get an ass washer. Don't go to, because Costco, like people were killing each other over toilet paper because I was on the Big Island of Hawaii and they like only get a barge once a week. And so like there's even more scarcity out there with certain things. And I was like, okay, I'll catchment water and solar panels and a Toto ass washer.
They're still catching up with supply and demand.
Oh, you think they're catching up, but that's not what's happening.
What is happening?
I think what's happening is civilization collapsing.
You heard it here first, guys. Jenny Palin predicts.
Or maybe I'm just helpful because I have so many seeds that I want to put. I'm just kidding.
Isn't that funny? Like, I was just contemplating my own mortality last night as I'm about to turn 46, right?
Yeah, I just, that happened to me. Yeah.
And then you go, wow, the next biggie is 50. And wow, that was, your concept of time gets really different, right? Because you're like, that was fast, but not really.
No,
because it's torturous and at the same time, zip by. But then you're like, I kind of get why people, like old people are like, just let me go. Like, you're just like, I'm tired.
Remember all the vampire books, the Anne Rice books? And I was like, at what point do these vampires just go, fuck this shit and light themselves on fire? Because that's what I would have done. And I'm just like, who wants to, like, after a certain point, you do start getting to that sort of mindset.
That's right, Jenny. And in book 2 of the Vampire Chronicles, I do believe one of them does light themselves on fire.
Yes, it's true. It's true, they do.
Alleviate the suffering of existence. I mean, if you could live forever, would you? It's like, I'm not even sure I can hang in there.
No,
it's so
100,
exhausting.
Like 70 years is good.
70 is a good run.
17-year-old is like very, whatever he is, existential. And he's just like, I'm good if I die right now. And I'm like, you can't say shit like that to your mom because if you died, I would die too, at least in some regard. And then you're killing all of your brothers because I'd have to take them with me. Yeah. So you're not allowed to think or say those kind of things to me. But then he's like, fuck, when are you going to die then? I'll wait. So I'm like, I think like 76 is good. Like if you think about the number, I mean, that's the year I was born. So it just feels lucky.
That's a good one.
To drop dead that year.
76, but then I know people that are 76 and it doesn't seem old enough.
No,
but your body's starting to decline and like you'll start to fall over for no reason and stuff.
Yeah. The first time I like just shit myself, I'm going to jump off.
Oh, that's
something.
It.
Yeah.
That the minute I start to shit myself or they're like cognitive decline, you're getting dementia. I'll be like, great, I'm going to start taking oxys.
I guess I could shit myself and be okay.
Oh,
it's the mental decline that scares me more than anything.
Or like, or just falling down for no reason. You're like, why did I just fucking fall? Yeah. I broke my hip. Like,
yeah, my stepmom just went through that and she broke her pelvis. She can't get up. Your quality of life sucks. And
how old is she?
She's waiting to heal. She's young. She's in her, she's 60.
Oh my God.
I know. And I'm just, it sucks because it's like outside of your control and you don't know what's going to happen.
No.
But that's even more reason to live it up now, I guess.
I know.
On a big stupid ass road trip with a bunch of kids.
I think that's a great idea. And can I tell you what I've decided to do? So my stepmom was a real cunt. Oh, you knew her.
I knew her.
Yeah. And she was very beautiful, as you recall, a little cold.
Yeah.
But the one thing I really loved that she did was have parties.
Yeah.
And she would always invite the Hungarians over every Sunday. And there was always a group of Hungarian blue-collar dudes drinking, talking shit, you know, smoking and just being pigs and loving life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I get it. Now I know why they partied so hard.
Yeah.
Because there's something in that culture when you grow up so much suffering and like communism and da-da-da.
Yeah.
Is that when it's time to party, you better fucking party.
Yeah.
Because you don't know when that shit's going to happen.
Totally.
So like I've decided I'm going to start throwing more parties and just celebrating.
I'm into that idea.
Yeah. Like
I did that for the last few years. I was just like, fuck it. I'm going to party. And I did like constantly for, a lot.
But yeah, especially with COVID, I realized what a loss it was just to be able to go down to the comedy store and see these maniacs that I've been friends with for 15 years. And like, we lost so many people. We lost, you know, to death and then to people moving and you're just like, wow, all this just
It all does come, like there is that point where all of it just kind of hits you in the face and you're like, oh shit. Yeah,
none of this is critical forever
point. Yeah, it's not forever, and you can either enjoy it or you can sit there and try to claw whatever little bits of joy you can get out of it. But I see a lot of people who like just continue on the like just trying to survive thing, and that scares me.
Bummer.
That scares me. Like if I'm there, what's the fucking point? Like I would rather be a huge mess that nobody understands and like just doing exactly what I feel like I need to do, and that I would rather just do that and have like really intimate relationships with my kids and my friends and stuff. That's what I want out of life. Like the rest of it, I'm just like, fuck, which sucks when you're trying to pay rent or anything like that. Cause I cannot make myself care. I really, really want to care.
Do you want to know the reason I wanted money? The only reason I've ever wanted money is so that I never have to think about money.
Yeah.
Period.
I get that.
I don't give a, I really don't care about stuff.
Yeah.
I don't care about handbags or whatever this is. I just don't want to worry. Like, kid needs penicillin. That's whatever, $100. Oh my God. Like,
it's horrible. I've had to worry like that the last like few years. It does suck. And it takes a huge toll on you too. So it's like, you know, I'm somebody who really likes to enjoy life and see the humor and everything and have a good time and have fun and connect with people and stuff, and it really, really zaps your energy to have to like worry about that. Yeah, and then having a baby during the pandemic stuff, that aged me.
Oh
my God. I feel like that just fucking aged me. Like all of it aged in the last 3 years. I feel like I've aged like 20 years.
I know. You know what's so funny? I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I was like, oh, I was talking about my medical stuff, and I'm like, yeah, I'm on Lexapro, and they're like, oh, I'm on blah blah blah, and I was like, honestly, if you're not on something,
maybe that's my problem
for the last 3 years.
That's my problem.
Yeah, like the last 3 years, just living. Like, let's say everything's aces.
Yeah,
just existing with the pandemic and politics and homelessness and all this shit. And you're not on something. Like, and then to go.
I guess
through,
if you count alcohol.
Oh, what? To
I'm on something.
Oh well,
not
yeah,
right the
yeah.
Second,
it's not. It's not enough.
No, I'd never.
You have to do pills and alcohol.
I know.
That's how you
they
get
gave
through
me,
stuff.
They gave me Ativan, but I just didn't do well with it.
Oh, well, then switch it up.
I'm
being serious.
I'm so bad at that. I don't know.
I mean,
which one's going to make me want to pay my bills?
Oh.
Coke? Coke.
Yeah.
Do you know where to get
Coke?
Coke
is the magic bullet, apparently.
Right? I'm done nursing. I can do some shit now.
That would be great if you developed a Coke habit and at 46.
Right? I feel like that's the right time.
It's the best time to
start
doing...
That would be so chic. I feel like that's chic. Like, that's just chic.
You know how fucking wrecked your body would be in your late 40s picking up a Coke habit?
I know some people that...
So do I. They don't live long.
No,
that's why you die.
That's why you do it. I thought that was the point.
I think so.
So Lexapro's if you want to live.
Yeah.
And Coke if you don't care.
Yeah.
One way or the other.
Life affirming.
See, I need some life lessons.
See, I think we made the mistake of doing drugs young. I think
I never did anything.
No.
I never did anything. Do you remember? You did them all after me. They fucking sent me away.
Pot.
I never even smoked pot. The only time I'd ever smoked pot when I got locked up was when I stole it out of my mom's robe in her closet because I went in there and I was like, what's that weird smell?
Valium. And I don't know how. Didn't we steal Valium from your mom?
We might have stole it and I might have pretended to take it because that was a thing I did. But I can't even take Advil without getting fucking high. I'm like horribly sensitive.
I took your mom's Valium.
Did she have Valium?
Yeah. It had the V in the middle. That's how I remember. I was like, oh, this is Valium. It's got the patented V in the middle. And
oh, see, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I probably just, I was more of the kind of person who assisted that sort of behavior than did it myself.
Well, I liked it. I like pills. This is what I'm going to get on when I start shitting myself.
Oh.
I'm going to get into
hardcore
pills.
Oh, that looks like candy.
Pills.
You could make the cutest fucking bracelet that says fart louder with those right in between. You need to get some of those.
That's a great idea. The Valium. A Valium necklace.
Look how cute that would be as jewelry.
And it could be like those candy necklaces where you bite off, remember? And
totally.
I could just have my Valium bracelet.
That's such a good
idea. Every time my kids freak the fuck out, I'm like,
it would just slowly seep into your wrist at all times, too. I think that's a really good fucking idea.
Where's mommy's bracelet?
Just give your kids one and then you won't have to worry
No,
about
I take
it.
CBD, but that doesn't have active pot. Sometimes
I take a shit ton of that.
That helps.
Yeah, that's the only thing that helps me so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can't have THC in it either.
I can't do pot. I've tried.
I can't do any of it.
So
it's
many.
Not fair.
I've tried becoming a pothead.
Yeah.
Like I've really tried. It's just not for me. Alcohol is fantastic.
Yeah,
I like pills. Have I said that before? That I enjoy? I don't take them as much as I want to, but I do enjoy that. God.
What's your favorite pill?
I'm telling you, when I broke
it's
my ankle.
It's the Valium.
No, those delicious Oxys.
Oh, yeah.
They give you, and I was like.
That
like,
seems to be like kind of the.
Oh, it's euphoria. It's heaven.
Okay.
And I would take them. I'd be like, woo, I just found my calling. And I was talking to Dr. Drew, and I was like, I take them, and I feel like everything's right in the world. And like,
okay, so
this is
that's
my jam.
The Lexapro that I need to be on is OxyContin.
Everybody does. And then Dr. Drew was like, you need to stop taking those immediately.
Because you had so much, because you loved them so much.
And I did. I threw them down the toilet, and that's it. I
yeah,
re-upped.
They're scary. Those ones are scary.
I do like a Xanax too, but I don't take them as much as I'd like to because I'm like, I'll be doing this shit all the time.
Do you get hangovers from any of that, or like over? Maybe
my
you don't
body's
have the,
like, thank you.
Yeah. See, I mine's
now
like,
we're balanced.
Nothing does that to me. Like, unfortunately, I think water and sleep do that to me, and that's it. I'm so boring.
But that's good though. You don't want to start. I don't know. Maybe you do want
maybe
to start.
Maybe I do
drugs.
Want to start. Like, I did start smoking pot, like, when I was in Hawaii because everybody smokes pot there. And I would take a hit when everybody else would, like, fucking suck down an eighth. And one thing I would, like, be like,
can I tell you something? Being that you're in kind of a midlife vision quest, it might be a good idea for you to start doing a little psychedelics. Maybe just
a tiny bit
of ketamine.
Yeah, because there's a ketamine clinic here in Austin. I was like, fuck, I need to do that. Because
I think you should.
I think I should too. Or mushrooms, but then like I've done
little
mushrooms.
Little intense.
I have done mushrooms.
Little intense.
You think mushrooms are more intense than ketamine?
Ketamine.
Like mushrooms, I'm like, I just like lick one.
Just
and
meow. I think with ketamine, what they gave me that I went on my trip was gnarly amount.
Okay.
From what I hear, what you get in these ketamine clinics is just a tiny little.
Okay.
You control the dosage, so you're not as I was on another planet.
Yeah.
I wasn't in a fucking Pac-Man game. Like I wasn't here. And I used it as a vision quest
because
I'd done enough acid that I was like, okay, you can freak out right now, or you can control this.
See,
so I controlled it.
I think I would freak out.
Yeah, that's what the doctor said. He's like, Christina, most people when we give this drug to, they lay here with their eyes open, screaming. He's like,
yeah, it like induces like a nightmare state.
Terrors,
and you're
yeah.
playing a fucking video game.
Mm-hmm.
See, so you're equipped for that kind of a thing.
Because I've done acid. And acid, I think, is the hardest of hallucinogenics. I would not take acid.
Yeah, and I'm that
Don't
one.
Do
I've
that.
Seen plenty of shit. And when I was locked up with the guy who took a bunch of acid and went off the rails for the rest of his life.
That's what
and
I
that
hear.
That scared me.
That can fuck yeah. up your, don't do acid. But here's what I think. I've heard ayahuasca is for like processing past trauma. I think you're good with that. I think ketamine helps you go, for me, it was like.
What's important.
What's important.
Yeah.
Where am I now? What's the vision quest right now? And then I like weed too. If you do creative weed, it can, I've written many great jokes on pot. White Widow, shout out. I also like, but I like indica, not sativa. Sativa yeah. makes me panic.
Yeah, me too. Same thing. That's why I never, and everything's like a combo and nobody
but
ever tells
Cali
me what
weed.
One is.
But get Cali weed. Go down to those fucking dope ass dispensaries.
I did do that.
And
I took one hit and I was like fine for the first like couple hours and then I have a big fat panic attack at the end. And
oh,
I don't know if
no,
it's like blood sugar related or what, because I've read stuff about that too. But I'm just not good at anything.
Drugs, yeah. Not any.
Obviously, I'm like, what am I good at? As I was saying that, I'm like, I guess breeding.
You're good at breeding. You're a great mother. You are born to be a mom.
I know. That part's true. But then how
born.
Do you fucking support all those children?
I know.
I hope only one or two of them hate me at the end. That'll be
none of them
successful.
Will. None of them will.
One of them already is kind of like, ugh, I can see it, but it's at the perfect right time, so it's good.
Yeah. Well, they're adolescents.
No, that's the adult. But he's almost the same age as I was when I got pregnant with him, which is that's a weird thing too.
He's a baby.
I know, he's a baby, but he's also a man, and he's very tall and large and hard to yell at.
It's bananas, right?
I know, it's really fucking
when I
weird.
See like the whole cycle.
Yeah.
You're just like, dude, I knew that. I knew
yeah.
you when you were just a fucking nut, your baby,
yeah.
dude, running around.
Yep. And Cosmo, my 17-year-old, we were like, the last time you saw him, I was nursing him, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were like, how does that thing work? Remember?
I was like, six, I was 28 or something. I'd never like, or 30,
yeah, I
maybe.
Think we were, no, we were, yeah. I think I had him when I was 28. I did.
20. God damn.
Yeah.
God. Wild time.
Fucking crazy. I know. What now?
What now?
Yeah, just what now in general?
Well, I'll tell you what now. So I was watching this TikTok.
I love your obsession with
I'm
TikTok.
I'm obsessed. And now Reels has gotten so much better on Instagram.
Isn't it just TikTok like parlayed? Or
I don't know if they're it's not the same thing. It's a similar thing where you see
okay.
videos, right? So a lot of people are now posting on Reels and it's becoming slamming over there. Like,
okay.
So there's this woman on there. She's like, I'm in my 60s. Here's a rundown of my life. She goes, in my 20s, I partied. In my 30s, I had kids. In my 40s, my kids were getting grown. In my 50s, I divorced. And then I started dating again. And now I'm in my, and then I met this other guy and we broke up. And now I'm in my 60s. And now I'm back like I'm being in my 20s. Like she was
okay.
like, it's kind of cyclical in that your kids grow up. And then now you're free again.
Except for I just had one.
You just had
but
one.
But I get that, though. Then I'm like, oh, cyclical. Do I end up in mental institutions at the end of this shit again? Probably could. Would be fun. But no, I could see that. I know a lot of people that like swear that their 50s are the best years of their life and that they don't give a shit what anybody thinks and they can do whatever they want. And that sounds like a blessing I'm willing to try.
That's what I hear, that you're unhappiest between 45 and 50.
Okay.
And then 50 comes and you feel a sense of relaxation because
okay.
you've surrendered. You're like, yeah, I'm 50.
I could see that. There's a woman I follow who just turned 50 on Instagram. She's just cute. Her name is Lou, L-U. Lou in Luland, I think it is. But she has the best outfits ever that you've ever seen. And she kind of just dances around. She's living in a bus.
I love these kind of chicks, too. I follow a couple
she's
of these
She's amazing.
Too.
You would love her because she's...
She's Eastern European?
Yeah, she
Blonde?
Came over here. Yeah, she has.
I think I follow her.
You probably do.
And she goes, "Hello, my grandchildren."
No, this one's a fucking
it's
sex
a
bot, web. Shaking her ass around in the cutest outfits ever. But look at that outfit.
I know,
like,
that's you.
I know, right?
That's you.
And like maybe these are inspired by her in a little
that's
bit.
That's you.
With my Tabitha
yeah.
Brown Tarjay.
You look great.
Pantsuit. I love her, but that's like I think in my 50s what I will probably be.
That's you.
Doing. I mean, she doesn't have quite the hips that I have.
I know. Don't
she can show her ass in public, and it probably doesn't get flagged on Instagram.
Isn't that wild? Like, your whole life. I mean, at least for me, like I just want to be. I want to look. I want to just be long and lean and no tits. That's all I want.
Yeah, that's because we grew up in LA, and you were like that as a teenager, and people used to stop you on the streets and ask you if you were a model. But because I'm Jewish, like I just want to like maybe control my cankles a bit, and like. I like that I have a waist because most of my relatives don't have a waist. And I'm like, that's the one thing my goy dad gave me. I got a fucking waist, but I have the ass underneath it of my European Jewish relatives, which whatever. It's
fine. But you don't get to control the meat vessel that you come in.
Yeah. I mean, you can make good and bad decisions regarding it. But at the same time, like, I don't know. I was thinking about that, too, because everybody seems to think that, like, tall, skinny women are hot and... Like, I really just think, like, just somebody who would, like, smother me would be hot. Like, when we were talking about the swimsuit issue lady or whatever, I was like, yeah, that's, to me, that's actually really hot. I'm not just saying that to be, like, a
100%, no.
An anti-patriarchal person.
No, and I do think there are men who would go, oh, my God, that's so beautiful. Obviously, there's that. But I think it was a little out of context in that it's a men's fitness magazine and generally of athletic bodies, like I even that's why Elon Musk's mom is on there.
She's fucking hot,
but she's athletic and fit. So you're like, that makes sense for a men's fitness magazine.
Maybe that was their fitness dick in your mouth episode. Or,
look how fucking hot Elon.
Should I follow her too? I follow all the old gray ladies on Instagram that are hot.
Hit me up, Elon. I want to meet you and your mom. She's great.
She's really pretty.
She's a nutritionist. I read about that.
And the supermodel. Was that her when she was younger? Jesus, she's gorgeous.
Jesus.
How do you keep getting hotter as you... That's not fair. She's a reptilian, too. They're all reptilians.
She did age hotter. Really well.
Yeah, I mean, she's gorgeous as a youth, but...
I like her better there.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's what I want to look like. I'm going to fucking skin your dogs and make a coat out of them.
So how do I... What do you do? Do you just get plastic surgery?
I don't have that kind of energy.
Lipo? And I don't want to do that either.
No, like, I think I just wear the outfits and pretend I'm like that and hope that the energetic transfer of what I think of myself attaches to other people's perception of me. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, me too. And because I think that takes some interference, medical interference.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I'm there yet. I don't like myself enough to go under the knife.
No, and then there's still that teen part of me that's like, fuck you for sexualizing me, where I just want to be really fat and disgusting, but still wear a bikini and like make people look at me and be like. Pff.
In real life, everybody looks like shit in a bikini. That's why it's real life. True. But on Sports Illustrated, baby, you're selling the fantasy. That's what I'm saying. Like, do we really need to be represented 24/7? Don't bum me out. I don't want to see myself on the cover.
I always, with the body positivity shit, I'm like, it's always women going, well, she has that and I have that. Like, I saw some posts on somebody saying, why does she have to be the beauty standard? And it was like a thin woman just being pissed off that she had spent all this time and energy on staying hot by the hot standards. And then they were changing. So she was like panicking and trashing this other woman. And everybody's like, no, you're hot too. You can both be hot. It's okay. Yeah. Like that's fine. It's fine to do that. And just,
it is fine. It's fine to open up and be like, okay, we're going to expand our definition of beauty here.
Yeah. Could it go beyond the fucking body shit though? At some point.
But here's the deal, man, is that if you're forcing that and then you're being like, no, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
And you're like, but clearly, but the majority
obviously everybody has a different idea of what's beautiful, whether they'll admit what their version of beautiful is or not. And like, a lot of people don't. Like, I know a lot of people who like prefer bigger women, but they won't be with them because of their male friends and shit like that. So there's that too. But I've just like, whenever people talk about like beauty standards and stuff, it's like, when are we going to stop fucking talking about that? Like, all bodies rot at the same fucking rate when the earth is dead, and that's coming. So like, you look great in your fucking swimsuit. You look great in it. And I hope that you're wearing it when the fucking ice caps melt and float you to the top of the goddamn mountain where you fucking die with the rest of people. You know what I'm saying?
Jenny Pentland, you guys, thank you so much for being that ray of light that...
I'm going to live longer because I have more fat stores.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here. I love you. I'm so glad that we had this time together.
Me too.
And good luck on your travels. I hope you come back and tell me about
them. Not in the mental institution. Yeah, I'm hoping to come back from this road trip. If I don't, please erase all that shit I said about coming on my ass if you're Trump.
You think he's going to hear it and take you up on it?
No, I think my kids might hear it, and that's the last thing that they think about.
They've heard you say worse.
It's true. It's definitely, they've said worse. Yeah, they're fucking disgusting.
They know we're joking. Your mom doesn't really want that to happen, guys.
Yeah, I don't want come from Trump on my ass, children.
Thank you. There's the soundbite of the show.
Children. Oh, because they follow me on Instagram.
I don't want come from Trump.
What I said was, I love my children in the most undying way that a person can. And I am so very proud of them as human beings. And I feel so fortunate to get to witness them in this hellscape. That's there's your fucking soundbite. Okay. And also, I love you. And if I don't survive the road trip, I will be back at some point.
Should I wire you some money? Let me know if you need money on the road. I feel like we'll talk. Okay. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
That would be way funny.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this show.
Maybe I just want some OxyContin.
Oh, let's get. Send me Oxy. No, I did throw them down the toilet.
Did you flush them here or
in my house?
God,
I did.
Damn
the
it.
Minute Dr.
That's
Drew
a
told
city
me.
City sewer.
Whatever Dr. Drew says, I fucking do. You understand? All right. Until next time, stay cool, moms. Bye.
Where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's at?
Where my mom's at? Christina Peace.